So, Yael, what you're telling me is that you would not potentially want a surprise party.
That's what I'm saying, Don.
I just don't understand how a person doesn't like surprises. Without surprises, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
What's the big deal about surprises?
They're a huge part of the way we learn as infants. Researchers have found that babies learn best when their expectations about the world are defied somehow, when something surprises them. In one study, researchers showed one group of babies a ball acting predictably. The ball rolled down a ramp and was stopped by a wall. They showed another group of babies a ball that acted in a way that they wouldn't be able to predict. When the ball rolled down a ramp, it appeared to go straight through a wall, as if by magic. Then researchers taught the babies a sound to associate with the ball. The babies who had watched the unpredictable ball learned the sound association much better than the babies who had watched the ball that acted as expected. Actually, the latter group showed no sign of learning the new information. The babies also showed a desire to understand a surprising event. They banged the ball that seemed to go through a wall as if to test its solidity. And when they saw a ball that appeared to float in midair, they dropped it on the floor as if to test whether it would fall or float.
It's like surprises prompt babies to test the rules they've already learned about the world. Still, there's no rule that says babies or I have to like them.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.